welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Thank God it's Friday. Well, it is a blessing to be here another day, Empowerment Fridays, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. I told you we're doing a new thing. We're taking it way over the top. We want you empowered, motivated. We just want your life to soar. You know what? If you want to live mediocre, you can. If you just want to live just a little lowly little life, you can do that. But if you want to shine, if you want your life to be super duper fantastic, I'm talking about supernatural empowerment, you can do that too. Well, this is Empowerment Fridays. If you have any empowerment tips, please call in and share them. There is somebody out there who is waiting to be empowered. Do you know people are desperate today for empowerment? You know, there are people who they would end their life today if they could. They need to be empowered. There's a mother out there, a sister, a brother. There's a child. There is somebody who needs to be empowered. There are coworkers. There are supervisors, managers, bosses, business owners who need to be empowered. Workers. Oh, I mean empowerment. You know, I know firsthand about wanting to be empowered. That was the thing I struggled with for a long, long time since I was a little girl. And let me tell you, but the struggle was worth it. People who know me. And some people, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm an absolute lunatic. Why? Because I thank God even for my bad times. Do you know how empowering it is when you can look back over your life and see where God has brought you? Don't you know that is like, talking about milestones, you're talking about a journey that is huge, that will give you a supernatural power that nobody can shake. No enemy. I'm telling you, there ain't not one single person that's going to stop you when you can look back at what you have overcome. Listen, most people, let me tell you something about empowerment. Most people get depowered because they look at their future and where they got to go. And because of that, it will slug them down. They will get sluggish. Just like on a hot day, it's like 100-something degrees outside, and you know you got to, you know, walk down to the, you know, corner store or something. You're going to be tired just the thought of it. And that's the way it is with most people. They're so depowering and they're so drained because they're looking at where they got to go. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to know my secret to empowerment, okay, my empowerment tip. And people say, how, Lalisa, do you have so much energy? They think, you know, there's something special about me. There is nothing special about Lalisa. But I do know that there is something special about our God. He's awesome. He's amazing. And what he has showed me is that all you need to do to gain energy is to look at where he brought you from. That'll give you energy right there. That'll give you supernatural energy. You will be able to run on and see what the future has in store for you. You see, it'll set. When you look at where he's brought you from, let me tell you, it will set fire to you, and that is empowerment. The other thing you can look at, too. Now, here's another thing. You might say, well, I don't have a whole lot that he's, you know, brought me from. Well, look at where he's keeping you. Some of y'all know that if God wasn't keeping you right about now, you'd already, you know, checked out of this place. So anyway, those are some of my empowerment tips. Number one, look back over where he's brought you from. Good morning. Good morning in the chat room, Coach K and Angel. A good morning on the switchboards. Those of you who are listening via other downloads, listening, those of you who are going to come back and listen to the archives, we want to give a shout out to our friends out there in California, Linda and so many others, and Mike. And we also want to give, you know, shout outs to our friends Pat and Pastor Phyllis down in Texas, and my sister Jan down there. God bless you. We hope you get a chance to tune in. We thank God for our friends and very, very powerful partners in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, Miss Denise Jenkins, I'm talking about an empowerment, successful businesswoman. Bless God to her and her family members that she's praying and standing in the gap for. And we just, I tell you, we got friends around the country and around the world. Well, I've asked you to call in with your empowerment tip. So as soon as you can get on that phone line and you just dial 347-945-7991 and you can share your empowerment tip and brighten someone's day, make someone's day. You know, I was sharing on Facebook that empowerment is like the saying that we used to have for, you know, a lot of believers and Christians. They have a saying out there, you're blessed to be a blessing. Well, I got a saying, you're empowered to be empowering. Okay, if you've been empowered, now it's your turn to empower someone else. So I said, okay, I'll start out, you know, with an empowerment tip for you. Here's one. Don't just talk about empowerment. Be about empowerment. Go out. That's one of my tips for today. Go out there and find someone that you can empower. And you may say, well, I don't know what to empower them with. Well, here's something really, 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 really simple that most anybody can do. No doubt you can do it too. It's very, very simple. You can empower people with words. Did you know that? I mean, really, and I know that's very, very simple. And, you know, you can empower people with words. Now, you might think that that is very simple, right? Well, let me give you one that's even less simpler than that. Do you know you can empower someone with a smile? Can you believe it? Just by smiling. I'm talking about taking your mouth and curling it upwards. You know, just do that physically even. Just take your hands, take your fingers, and just curl your lips upward. That's a smile. Because if you curl them downward, that would be a frown. And if you just leave them straight, that's basically expressionless, and it can be taken as a frown. But when you curl them upwards, no one can doubt that you're smiling. And do you know that's empowerment in the veriest, simplest form? It's just to smile at people. Now, no doubt if you're going around smiling all the time, people probably think that you're very, very, very empowering if you do that. Now, don't try to confuse people and tell people that you, now some people are they're very confusing, okay? And they try to mislead people. So what they do is they'll put websites and blogs up and various other media, and they will label themselves as empowerment queens and empowerment kings and these various things. However, you know, but they're not really empowering because they don't always have a good word to say. If you try to share with them, you know, your success plan or your goal, you know, they will shoot it down or maybe be negative. See, these people are confusing because they're not really empowering. You know, the Word of God tells us each should encourage the other better than himself. And what that means is that you're going to be empowering to people. You're going to encourage other people better than you encourage yourself. Now, anyone who has been around Coach LaLisa for a while, I can be very self-encouraging. Absolutely. I will definitely do it. But I must remember to encourage you the more. And people, you know, sometimes I know some people like, I'm not going around that woman. This is what people say to themselves. And they've told me, they shared with me that they said this. They're like, you know what? I'm in a funk today. I'm in a bad mood. Whatever happened, you know, whatever. You know, got to notice something bad happened. Something's going to happen bad. Whatever. So they will, and they want to stay there. You know, they, you know, somehow that's comfortable. Like, you know, a lot of things that are not good for us, but we get comfortable with it, so we still enjoy doing it or being around it. And so they're like, you know what, I'm not calling her today. I'm not going to answer her text. I'm not going to, you know, go to her website, whatever, because everything around me is empowering. And, you know, and people, some people, they don't want to be empowering, but I have to do it. I'm commanded by God. He said each should encourage or esteem the other better than themselves. Now, I had to encourage myself. I had to empower myself. Why? Because in the world, there are a lot of negative, horrible things. If you, listen, people say if you watch the news, you're going to find a lot of negative things. You don't even have to watch the news today. Just sign on to your internet access, and you will get bad news. So, all right, if you're in the chat room, I wish you would type in an empowerment tip. I would love to share it. Coach K and Angel, please share your empowerment tip. If you're listening via the phone, please, if you have an empowerment tip, you can call in. The number you're already on, just push the number 1 and we will give any tip. Or maybe you have an empowerment need or you have an empowerment question. What is your empowerment question today? If you have an empowerment question, call in. In other words, in what area do you need empowerment? In what area do you need empowerment? Now, keep in mind that not everybody needs empowerment in the same place. Where do you need empowerment? You may need empowerment in a place that other people do not. So let us know and we will help you. Where do you need empowerment? Today. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be some other time. But where do you need empowerment? Now, I need empowerment in a lot of areas. Let's face it. I am not there yet. I am still striving to get to where I'm going. But I can say that I'm having fun. I'm having myself an absolute ball. But you got to know that empowerment is a way of life. It's not like a piece of a wardrobe, something that you put on in the morning after you've showered, and then you take it off before you go to bed at night. No. Empowerment is a lifestyle. It's the way you live. It's the way you move. It's the way you groove. It's the way you do things. You do them empowered inside and out. Inside and out. In other words, when you see things, you know, you look at life through the lens of empowerment. In other words, where, how can I make that situation better? That's really what empowerment, that's what's at the heart of empowerment, is how can I make it better? And you can look at some of, well, a time you can look at your life lessons. Because your life is a series of things either getting better or things getting worse. And the good thing about, even if things get worse, it means now that you have an opportunity to get it better. So what is your empowerment tip for the people? The people want to know, because somebody is going to tune back in to the show today and they are going to want to be empowered. Somebody's going to be in a slump. They want to get out of that slump, right? Somebody is stuck in a rut. They need empowerment. See, sometimes us empowered people, we take it for granted that everybody is empowered like us. We cannot do that. All right, we got an empowerment tip from the chat room. Yay, rah, rah, rah. All right, the empowerment tip coming from the chat room, that's coming from another coach, Coach K and Angel, also with very, very powerful messages and a powerful radio show. You can also listen to on Blog Talk Radio. They say that you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Absolutely, Lulie, this is awesome, great. They said, follow this wisdom and you will go undefeated in life. Awesome, awesome. How powerful is that? That is so empowering. And they say that most people are defeated by the thought before the battle ever begins. You know what? That's all right there. Yippee, yay. Oh, I love it, Coach K. Come on, come on. That is awesome. Super, super, super. Walk by faith and not by sight, people. Oh, my God. If we could ever get that. You know, my sister, she's always telling me, boy, she loves to say that if people could ever get that, how awesome that would be. But you know what? Coach K, you're so awesome, and welcome again to those of you who are listening via the switchboard. We're talking today about empowerment tips. You know what? This is, thank God it's Friday. Oh, wait, hold it. Y'all, Father's Day is coming up Sunday. Listen, happy Father's Day. That's empowering right there. For those of you who are fathers, God bless you. Go spend time with your children. If you can't get to them physically, just give them a phone call. Just text them. You know, children, you know, we're going to love you anyway, no matter what you do or say. So listen, just send us a text. Listen, if you're not a natural father, just like I'm not a natural mother, oh, go and find some child. Believe me, you, there is some kid out there who would love to adopt you as a father. I'm telling you, I have about 10 mothers, okay? 10 women that I can honestly say that, though my mother passed away in 2005, listen, I haven't missed a beat because these women, they play the role. See, motherhood is just a role, really. If you really understood what being a mother is about, it is really the role you play, because there's a whole lot of natural mothers that are not mothers at all. The same thing with fathers. There are a whole lot of people who have fathered a child, but guess what? Well, anyway, we're talking about empowerment today, so you are a father, regardless of whether you're a natural father or a supernatural father. Go call somebody. Anyway, happy Father's Day. Now, one more thing before we get back into empowerment tips. Congratulations to the Lakers. I heard they won. Let me tell you something about the Lakers. I love the Lakers. Now, this goes way back to 1979 when I first got involved with basketball. And it was really only because of, you know, back in those days, you know, you had your little boyfriend and they were into it, so you tried to be into it. And, you know, so I fell in love with the Lakers. Now, today I believe it's because of the purple. You know what? I'm really not that into sports, but you are, so congratulations. My husband, he's all into it, though his team wasn't playing. He is an absolute sold-out Knicks fan. But the Knicks, you know, they didn't make it. But I do know there's history between the Celtics and the Lakers. They date way back to the old Kareem Abdul-Jabbar days and other people that were on the team. Can't think of the names right now, but there was a bunch of them. But anyway, so back to being empowered. What is your empowerment tip? Please call in. Now, let me give you a few more tips, and we want to definitely thank Coach K from the chat room with that. And he also says that the only blessing bigger than being a father is Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior. He is our Father forever and ever and ever. He's eternally our Father. Hey, wait a minute. We've always had a Father, regardless of where our natural fathers are. We have a supernatural Father, and supernatural is always higher than the natural. So there you go. Thank you, Coach K. Also, we got so much going on. I know everybody's going to their pre-Father's Day events, and I will be emceeing at a pre-Father's Day gospel event with the fabulous Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs. You can look them up on YouTube. Awesome group. I will be there emceeing. And also, I will be getting footage for doing a live taping for my TV show, The LaLisa Show. If you haven't seen it yet, go and catch it on livestream.com/IBN4U. Moving on to cable and other stations, we've just been blessed with a fabulous, fabulous team to work with us in the production piece. Ministers, Minister Patricia and others, Minister Valerie Allen, oh my goodness, you know, Mike Jones and Blonzy and Jesse and Think Media and, oh my God, Director Josh, oh my, the list goes on and on. Listen, too many to name right here on this radio show. But let me give you some more empowerment tips. Here's one. If you recognize that you are stuck in a rut. You know, sometimes we get there. Let's face it. Let's not try to pretend. Now, empowerment is not about pretending that we don't get hit with things, okay? We're not saying that. I know I talked earlier about being positive all the time and always looking at the bright side of things, but that's because my mother, Barbara Robinson Branson Ty, my mother was an empowerment guru. Here was a woman who was into motivation. And my mother is the person who introduced me to Dr. Wayne Dyer because she had these books around the house as a little girl. And so, yes, when I was young, I read his book. In order to receive it, you have to first believe it. I read his book on the airplane when I was working for Continental Airlines some years ago. I read the entire book on a flight to Houston, which is where our headquarters was, and on the flight back, I read the entire book. And then my mother had a book by Dr. Wayne Dyer, Your Erroneous Zones. So I read that book in my early 20s, and what I learned in that book is that you have control of your feelings. Now, at the time, I didn't know anything about Dr. Wayne Dyer. I was in the house, bored, and who knows, probably had no money to absolutely go out, and my life was a shamble. I didn't like reading at the time. I found the book. It was only about 100 and so pages, so it seemed doable. So I read the book, but what a powerful book. So that's another thing. If you really want to be empowered, you have to read empowerment books. That's a good way because, you know, words get down into our subconscious mind. And once things are in your subconscious, they can take you very, very far. So you want to read empowerment books. Now, I don't understand people. There are people who read a lot of stuff that is only about sex and orgasms and that erotica stuff. Some people only read books about horrible relationships, and then others read a lot of that scary horror stuff. I don't understand. These people don't realize that this stuff is going in their subconscious. And therefore, that's what they're going to draw out because the subconscious has the power to operate in you when you're not even thinking. How do you think, you know, those people who say, boy, I drove over here, I don't even know how I got here. Because the directions to getting home every day is in your subconscious. Likewise, why do you think the Word of God says, put the Word down in your heart, hide it down in your heart. So anyway, now, when you get stuck, recognize that even though you're in a stuck situation, like you could say, I'm stuck on the job, I'm stuck in this marriage, I'm stuck in this situation, whatever, okay? We've all been there, or maybe not. Not everybody has been there. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to blanket and generalize it. Not everybody has been there. Some people from day one has gotten what they want out of life. But some of us, we've been stuck before. Some of us are stuck right now. Well, This is an empowerment tip for when you're stuck. When you're stuck, look at some things around you. Look at who you're stuck with, okay, and see what you can learn from that person. You may be stuck in a bad situation, but it may be somebody who has a key to where you're going, and that going there without the key will get you stuck again once you get there. All right, let me say that again. Wherever you're stuck, there may be someone around you or something that holds the key. Not maybe. Now let me back up. It is. Not maybe. It is. Look around for the key that is not for the place where you're at, because you're already there. The key is for the place to where you're going. And God doesn't want you to go there, because if you get there, you're going to be stuck again. So what he wants you to do is to get the key for where you're at, take it to where you're going, and once you get there, you will be able to open doors for other people. See, that's a key right there, is that what you're going through is not for you. You know, I almost hate giving that away free. Boy, I would love to charge people for that key, because that really is a serious key. But no, I have to give it away freely, because the Word of God says, freely I have given to you, freely you must give. So I'm going to give this tip away again free, because we only have about 2 minutes to the show and Empowerment Fridays. We'll be back next Friday with another empowerment tip. So you want to write this one down. The tip today is about being stuck. And the tip is that you're stuck until you get all of the keys. Now, it could be one, it could be 101, I don't know. But whatever it is, there are keys around your situation, either from people or from things. Get the key, because when you get to where you're trying to go, I know when we're stuck, it's like, let me out. I want to get there. Better job, better marriage, better home, better community, better church, better world, whatever. But the key for that place is where you're at. Find the key. But the key is that when you get to where you're going, you're going to unlock the door for other people. You're going to lock the door for other people. What people? The people who are stuck where you used to be. That's our empowerment tip. I hope you caught that and wrote it down. You can connect with Cultural www.lilisajwilliams.com. You can sign up for my coaching programs at mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Or you can call me at 888-714-7776. Well, have an Empowerment Friday. Happy Father's Day. Take that tip, look around. If you feel stuck, and as soon as you do, you acknowledge that to God, believe me, he's going to propel you to where you got to go, because ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.